That's music from Edgar Meyer and Christian McBride from their disc, But Who's Gonna Play the Melody? And a track called Green Slime. Before that, Green Eyes from Shingo Suzuki. It's a single from her. And then a couple of Red tunes. Red Hat from saxophonist Eric Seva and his new disc, Body and Blues. And before that, starting off the set, Red Car from the trombonist Eric Deutsch. And he's got a new disc out that's called Live at Lunatico. It's now 4 minutes after 3 o'clock. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, Kingston's campus and community radio station. Remember, the funding drive is going on. Go to CFRC.ca and follow the links to make a donation. Every donation gives you a chance to win fabulous prizes and support campus and community radio stations. So please get involved. I'm joined in the studio now by the hardest working men in Kingston show business, the Evanses. Oscar's here. Spencer's here. Oscar, you got a bunch of brand new music coming out. Thanks for coming back in.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I always love coming in here to talk about my new releases and stuff.
The new one is called Gotta Start Somewhere. It's an EP, six new tunes.
Yeah, it's four compositions and then two alternate tracks. So the two alternate tracks are tunes that you've played on the air quite a few times, the Gotta Start Somewhere and Egg Salad. Both of those are recorded in Kingston. The Gotta Start Somewhere was recorded at the library, and the Egg Salad was recorded at the Hotel Wolf Island. But then the four previous tracks on this CD were all recorded in studio, and it's all kind of a reflection of the music I made actually in here at the CFRC when I got the musicians in residence.
Oh, right.
I came into studio to do a live performance with my group at the time, which was Justin Berry on drums and Tiago Cardosa on guitar and Paul Morrison on flute and melodica, which is not his regular instrument. He's regularly a piano player. But it was a really fun project, and it kind of was the first stab at composing for me and performing my own compositions. And I thought it turned out well, so we went into the studio, which is Map 8 Studio, and we recorded all the tracks in a day, and it worked out really nice.
Well, I really love the tracks you just talked about there, Egg Salad in particular.
Oh, thanks.
So much fun. Swings so, so hard. And yeah, you've got a really lovely collection of musicians here. And you've had a really busy year.
Yeah,
lots of stuff going on.
I've recorded, I think, 5 albums this year. So I released the wow. library sessions in April, which has got my dad on clarinet and a bunch of other musicians. And then after that, I recorded and released the Live at Hotel Wolf Island, which is Andy on drums, Andy Love and Nick Corneluk and Jonathan Stewart. And then after that, I went into the studio to record this record, which is the Gotta Start Somewhere EP.
Okay.
And then I also did 2 kind of free jazz records that have been unreleased yet, but they're one is fully mastered and ready to go, and the other is being mixed now. So that those are kind of things I'm going
to
release
in
the new year, for sure.
Oh, well done. Let's play a little bit of the music for the people so they get an idea of what your stuff's all about here. Start with the opening track.
Yeah, it's an introspective elevator, which is just fun, and it's got Paul Morrison on the melodica on this one, which we'll hear.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Oscar Evans on Swing, Swang, Swung. Thank you. This is the opening track from brand new music from Oscar Evans. That's Introspective Elevator. Paul Morrison on melodica. Love that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun track.
Again, the EP is called Gotta Start Somewhere, and it's coming out this week?
Yeah, so the official streaming release date is December 19th, and the CD has been out for a little while. It's been in some stores downtown. But most notably, I'm doing a whole EP release tour coming up this week. So on Wednesday, the 17th, I will be playing at the Royal Theater, December 19th at the Musiki, and December 20th at the Upfront Cafe in Belleville. And all shows will be with the Morning Doves opening set, and then the second set will be my group. And the group is slightly different, quite different from the recording group. So it'll actually feature my dad, who's here in studio.
Yeah.
There he is. And then he'll be playing accordion and clarinet as the sort of melodic voice. And then a really hip young guitar player who's studying at Humber right now, Elijah Reeser, he'll be playing guitar for me. And then Justin Very on drums, who is on the CD, and then I'll be playing bass. And then, of course, the Morning Doves are my dad on piano and clarinet, Tyson Sullivan on vocals, and Justin on drums as well. So it's there'll be a bit of changing around in the sets, but it'll be a lot of the same players, and it'll be a lot of fun. So all the ticket information is available on my Instagram and through the venues. But yeah, the 17th, the 19th, and the 20th. So if you're in friends... If you have friends in Gann or Kingston or Belleville, let them know, because I think the shows will be a lot of fun. We will be playing Christmas music as well as original compositions and jazz standards, so it'll be a little bit of everything.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. So interesting to be able to get out and bring this music to all these different communities as well, not just downtown Kingston.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty important. I've been playing in Kingston for a really long time. And, you know, with my dad, I've played, like, a lot of places, like Gananoque, Picton, Belleville, Brockville, like, kind of all the places around Kingston. But this is the first time I'm putting my own name and my own music out there in the bars and clubs. And I intend on doing more so in the new year, because I love Kingston a lot, but... You know, you can't only play in the two or three bars that are here and, just in that environment, you know.
Those are great first steps, too.
Yeah, the Royal Theater is beautiful. It's like a super old, I don't know, Dad, do you know when it was made? Like in the 20s or something?
Yeah, around 1920s, yeah.
So it's got like a really cool old feel to it. And I don't know, I'm excited for that place, I think the most maybe, because it's the biggest room, so it's the most... ambitious, but it'll also just be fun to play in that space.
You've played there before, Spence?
Oh, me and Oscar have both played at the Royal Theater again and done some holiday shows in the past, so it's a nice return to the Royal. It's been a few years, and hopefully our Gann peeps will come out.
Yeah, please. All 5,000 of you.
Oh, it's that big a room.
Well, no. I'm pretty sure the population of Gananoque is around 5,000.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that'd be interesting. I guess if you play at the Joelstone Park in Gananoque, then you're playing
for
5,000.
You can get the whole town out. What do you want to play off the record next?
Let's play track 3, since it's the title of the EP, Gotta Start Somewhere. And this is a slightly different arrangement and instrumentation than the version that that has been out on Spotify and stuff like that for some time now. It's Paul is actually playing flute this time. He's the multi-instrumentalist of the project, and it's the rest of the studio band. So Tiago and Justin and me on bass, and I think this is a fun track. It's interesting to hear flute play the melody on this. I really got into hearing flute in a jazz context. I guess I've always sort of been into it, but working with Paul last summer. On this stuff was a lot of fun. So, and it's also like, I have to say, if you go on my YouTube, you can hear all of these versions. And, I think there's might be even be a live version of my dad playing the song on clarinet somewhere. So if you want to hear more of that. And it was also in the three shows coming up this week, it'll be clarinet on the melody. So I just really enjoy like always mixing it up. So yeah,
this the is jazz way.
Somewhere.
Yep.
Track three.
Got to start somewhere. Thank you. That's got to start somewhere. The title track from Oscar Evans' brand new EP. Oscar's in the studio with his dad, Spencer. And loving hearing this. Really, that's like the second different version of that tune I've heard now. It sounds so nice.
Yeah, and that was the first tune I wrote. That's why I called it Gotta Start Somewhere, because I figured it's like any other skill, you know, you have to get better at learning how to write a song. So I liked it at first, and I was like, oh, Gotta Start Somewhere. I hope all the next tunes are also good. So, but yeah, speaking of writing tunes, I remember when I was a kid, my dad went into the Bathhouse studio and he recorded an album, and I remember thinking that was really cool. And I was unfortunately too young. I didn't quite get through the audition process. I wasn't quite good enough at the time. I was maybe 9 or 10 years old or something.
Aspiring.
It'll be cool to sort of combine the forces, the Evans Boys forces, on this upcoming EP tour, which is once again Wednesday the 17th, Friday the 19th here at the Musiki. There's two shows for that. So if you're an earlier person, come for the early show, which is at 7:30, and if you're more of a late night person, come to the late show, which I think starts at 9:30. It'll be me and my dad playing my original music, and you know, we always improvise, we always throw in some stuff, so who knows, maybe we'll play one of my dad's tunes, you never know. Cool. Speaking of, Dad, do you want to talk about this tune that we're going to be hearing next?
Oh yeah, you know, as a not quite as jazz schooled as my son, but I have always loved Les McCann and the funky piano style, and I was lucky to know a couple of twin brothers, the Cowan brothers up in Westport, and they were my rhythm section on a lot of the tracks on this album that I recorded at the Bathhouse a while ago, and so it's called Mess for Less.
Right on.
Nice title.
We'll play that, and again, we can find out all the information about the dates and stuff is on your Instagram. Yep. And
yeah, Kingston Live, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. KJS mailing list.
Perfect. Thanks again for coming in, guys. It's been really fun.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Mess for Less, Spencer Evans on Swing, Swang, Swung.
This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Walking home late at night? We've got you. Discover Kingston's only nighttime safe walk service, Queen's Walk Home. 100% free and student-run safe walk service, so you never have to walk alone. We operate 7 nights a week, getting Queens and Kingston community members home safely. Requesting a walk is simple. When it's dark out, just call 613-533-9255, start a live chat at walkhome.ca, or visit our kiosk on the first floor of the JADA. Two walking partners will meet you to drop you off at your destination safely, no questions asked. Visit walkhome.ca to learn more about our hours, boundaries, and terms of conditions. Walk smart, walk safe, walk home.
34 minutes after 3 o'clock, you're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Heading into the home stretch of Swing, Swang, Swung. Thanks so much to Oscar and Spencer Evans for coming in, telling us all about their projects and the new music coming out and the shows. Again, if you want information, go to Kingston Live or Oscar's Instagram page and all the information about the concerts coming up in Kingston, Gananoque, and Belleville will be listed right there for you. But now I think it's time for a long song. I want to play a record that came out earlier this year from the bassist Omar Avital. It's called New York Now and Then, and I want to play a track off this called IDKN. Today's long song on Swing, Swang, Swung. That's music from Greg Spiro and a track called One Direction. Before that, today's long song from the bassist Omar Avital and a track called IDNK. And that's from his new record, New York Then and Now. Just closing in on the last 5 minutes of today's show. Want to again thank Oscar Evans for coming in with Spencer Evans, talking about the brand new record coming out very soon. Its official release is on the 19th. It's Oscar Evans, Gotta Start Somewhere. It's an EP. There's live shows to launch the disc coming up at Musiki and in Gananoque and Belleville. Again, all the information about those shows can be found on Oscar's Instagram page or at Kingston Live. So make sure to check that stuff out. Thanks for listening to music with me on a Saturday afternoon. Want to close things out with a new single from the American guitarist Julian Lage. He has an album coming out in 2026, but he's got singles coming out now. This one's called Talking Drum with Julian and John Medeski on this track.